once upon a time, in some distant land, in a class of 29, someone raised their hand. How can I find the length of a corresponding side? I'm losing my mind. I've tried and tried and tried. Then the teacher said, don't lose hope. All you need to do is use a ratio. A ratio is a comparison of two things. Don't you know you write it as a fraction? Two ratios side by side is a proportion. Good to go, now write some ratios. Miles per gallon of gasoline, dollars per pound of coffee beans, 16 crayons in a box, number of toes inside your socks. And so a legend was born, so the story goes, of how a middle school kid became a rock star of ratios. Similar shapes always have corresponding sides. Reduce or enlarge, rotate, flip, or slide to compare two things. Now you know, keep them in order with a ratio. A ratio is a comparison of two things. Don't you know you write it as a fraction? Two ratios side by side is a proportion. Good to go, now write some ratios. 50 wins in 82 games. What percentage is the same? Ratios go on each side to solve for x cross multiply. 82 times x on the left, 50 times 100 on the right. Divide both sides by 82, 61% will do. A ratio is a comparison of two things. Don't you know you write it as a fraction? Ratio side by side is a proportion.